KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The Florida Keys now fully reopened. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Sunday will mark 3 weeks since Hurricane Irma struck the Keys. It was the target date that was set last week by Governor Rick Scott for the reopening of the resort area. Officials do advise potential visitors to call ahead, though, to ensure their hotels and attractions are open, as some hotels are accommodating displaced residents under a FEMA program, and recovery efforts in the Keys are ongoing. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of Californians are being forced out of their homes because of a dangerous fire burning near the Riverside-Orange County line. The Canyon Fire started yesterday and so far destroyed at least one structure. The fire had burned more than 2,000 acres by 10 o'clock last night and was only 5% contained. Dozens of families were told to evacuate their homes as the flames continued to burn out of control. And 38 senators calling on the Trump administration to extend the deadline for Dreamers to renew their DACA status in the wake of the hurricanes. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years, but now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Members of the Trump administration have been caught using private email.
Six of President Trump's closest advisors occasionally used private email addresses for official government business, including son-in-law Jared Kushner, whose lawyer said all messages were forwarded to Kushner's official address and preserved. The president's daughter, Ivanka, also used a private account, but the White House says that was before she officially joined the administration. The White House also telling NBC News, all White House personnel have been instructed to use official email to conduct all government-related work, and any personal emails should be forwarded to official email accounts. As a candidate, Mr. Trump assailed his rival, Hillary Clinton, for using a private email server.
Lock her up.
It may be a long time before two women ever use Airbnb again after they were robbed. Here's Jason Campadonia.
The two women are from New Mexico and were on vacation when a man followed them back to where they were staying. The burglar cleaned them out, taking cell phones, purses, iPads, and even their two carry-on bags. The women had to take a train up to Los Angeles, and then a family member had to drive them back home. The guests called the cops, but the thief is still on the run.
A federal appeals court today takes up the case on whether the Civil Rights Act protects gay Americans from job discrimination. The Trump administration is supporting a New York skydiving company being sued by a former instructor. The instructor accused the company of firing him after he told a customer he was gay and she complained. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom. Hoo-ah, we're going to be talking Navy SEALs today. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. Hey, what's up, Josh?
Well, I'm sure you've heard of people getting that exhilarating runner's high after running hard. Well, I'm just coming down off my air show high from last weekend's Joint Base Andrews Air Show, where the Air Force Thunderbirds, an F-22 Raptor, and the U.S. Army's Golden Knights parachute team all put on amazing performances, as well as others. It was the perfect way to celebrate the Air Force's 70th birthday, which was the following day. And as I posted on Facebook about my former branch of service, happy 70th birthday to the United States Air Force. Damn, you look good for your age. Fly, fight, win.
Wow, that's cool. Thanks, Josh. Chief War Officer Roland Ashby had surgery last week. He's doing well, but still on light duty, so keep him in your prayers. And Marine vet Skip Coriel is here. Dang, Skip, I blew it. Last Sunday was your birthday, and you hit the big 6-0. Happy belated birthday, dude. How did you celebrate?
Well, I had a good day. I went to church first, and then after that, I went to one of my oldest and dearest friend's house. He's from Bangladesh.
Really?
And he cooked me authentic Bengali curry, which is my favorite dish in the whole world. And
wow, pretty good for an old guy.
Well, I'm fortunate in that I can still handle a hot and spicy dish.
Oh, yes.
But I know that there's a time limit on that. So I eat as much as I can now, because later on I may not be able to do that.
You got a point there, dude. Here's what we have for you today. On news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to suggest that we have to deal with North Korea now, and I don't mean just talking. Patrick Beischer is a former Navy SEAL who now mentors people who want to become a SEAL, and he's just written a book. This will be a fun interview. Then we'll talk with Marine vet Mark Yano. Mark began life living in poverty and is now a very successful businessman. Tom Jones is an Army vet and one of our new contributors. He'll share about a recent hunt he ran for disabled folks, including veterans. And, of course, we'll review last week's Service Academy football games and predict the results of this weekend's games.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then we'd appreciate if you also go out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Do send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Front Lines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
North Korea recently conducted its longest ever test flight of a ballistic missile, sending an intermediate-range weapon hurtling over Japan into the northern Pacific in a launch that signals both defiance and a big technological advance. Since President Trump threatened North Korea with fire and fury in August, the North has conducted its most powerful nuclear test, threatened to send missiles into the waters around Guam, and launched two missiles of increasing range over Japan. July saw its first tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles that could strike deep into the U.S. mainland when perfected. The growing frequency, power, and confidence displayed by these tests seem to confirm what all have long feared. North Korea is closer than ever to its goal of building a military arsenal that can viably target the U.S. homeland. Clearly, this is meant to allow North Korea greater military freedom in the region by raising doubts in Seoul and Tokyo that Washington would risk the annihilation of a U.S. city to protect its Asian allies. South Korea said the latest missile traveled about 2,300 miles. Guam, which is the home of U.S. military assets, is 2,112 miles away. North Korea's Rodong Sinmun newspaper said these weapons tests demonstrate that it can turn the American empire into a sea of flames through sudden surprise attack from any region and area. South Korean President Moon, a liberal who initially pushed for talks with North Korea, said its tests currently make dialogue impossible.
Folks, it's party time. We need to put up or shut up. I sincerely hope that our military and the Trump administration are preparing to take this jerk out. There will be no security for us or most of the world as long as North Korea has any nuclear capability at all. It all has to be taken out. This means either China takes it from them or forces them to remove it, or we attack and blow it up. Just getting the North Koreans to agree not to shoot missiles for the time being is not an acceptable solution. I don't want any part of our nation glowing in the dark after a nuclear attack because that jerk decided to show us he could do it. Stay tuned.
From the 14th to the 20th of this month, Russia conducted a huge air, sea, and land military exercise on NATO's flanks that Russian generals said were not invasion rehearsals, as feared by the West. General Valery Gerasimov, chief of Russia's general staff, told Army General Curtis Scaparotti, NATO's supreme commander and commander of U.S. European Command, that the war games, called Zapad 2017, were purely defensive in nature. Russian Deputy Defense Minister Lieutenant General Alexander Fomin told the Deutsche Welle German news agency in an interview, "I can calm our dear neighbors straight away." Zoman also denied charges by Western officials that upwards of 100,000 troops would be involved in Zapad. Quote, "around 12,700 people will take part in the exercises," end quote. The exercises included land and sea training areas in Russia, Belarus, the Baltic Sea, and Kaliningrad. In a statement, the Russian Defense Ministry said the exercises also involved about 70 warplanes and helicopters, up to 680 units of military hardware, including about 250 tanks, up to 200 artillery pieces, and multiple missile launchers, and 10 warships. The Zapad exercises rattled the NATO member Baltic states, which were once occupied by the former Soviet Union. The Lithuanian Defense Minister told Reuters that, quote, "we can't be totally calm. There is a large foreign army massed next to Lithuanian territory," end quote. In a visit to the Baltic states in May, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said he had no immediate concerns about Russia conducting exercises on NATO's borders, so long as it stays routine. But any buildup like that is simply destabilizing.
As I've said before, Russia is in empire growth mode. They've gobbled up the Ukraine and will likely grab up at least a piece of Syria. Russia has no threats at all in the Baltic area, and the presence of over 100,000 troops in that area is very much a threat to peace. I do expect them to invade somewhere in that area, probably the next time there's a huge international crisis that will distract the world, maybe like a war with North Korea. The European members of NATO better make growing their military a very, very high priority.
One of our nuclear submarines returned to port in Washington State last week, flying a Jolly Roger, a move steeped in maritime lore and mystery. The images of the USS Jimmy Carter, a Seawolf-class nuclear-powered submarine passing through the Hood Canal, were posted to a Pentagon media site and Twitter page, and they show the skull and bones flying beside the American flag. The Carter is one of three in its class and designed to conduct covert sea operations. The sub also was filmed returning from its last patrol in April with a Jolly Roger flying from the conning tower. The black flag, emblazoned with a skull and crossbones, is tied to a tradition beginning in 1914, during World War I, when a British submarine sank the German battlecruiser Hela. When the British sub returned to port, the skipper raised the pirate flag to signal that its crew had sunk an enemy warship. British naval fleets have honored the tradition sporadically ever since. It was not immediately clear why the Carter returned, observing a British tradition. U.S. submarine activity is reportedly rarely discussed by the Pentagon, and the vessels operate in secrecy. The flag display could represent the success of a more covert mission.
I highly respect those who serve on our submarines. If this is a way for them to show pride in their accomplishments, then I'm glad they did it.
And I am too, Colonel. As an Air Force veteran, I didn't know that the Jolly Roger was ever to be flown on U.S. Navy ships and vessels. It's a pretty cool reason to, and it probably gives the crew a little morale boost as well. I only wonder, though, on the days when they're flying the skull and crossbones, do they have to talk like pirates?
And that's the news. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and then we'll enjoy hearing about a monument to Gold Star mothers. Then, we'll talk becoming a Navy SEAL with Navy SEAL Patrick Beischer. At ease, troops, take a break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Well, here we are again, and
I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty, lightweight challenger, a car. At just 1.5 tons?
This does not bode well for the car. Or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and the fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. The nuclear confrontation between the U.S. and North Korea entered a critical phase with North Korea's recent underground test of a thermonuclear bomb. And then there's the recent ICBM launch. We had been concerned with Pyongyang's threat to the U.S. territory of Guam. Now they are a direct threat to U.S. cities. So the confrontation isn't about our superpower status in Asia and the credibility of our deterrence or the capabilities of our military forces in the Pacific. It's now about our ability to defend our citizens, our land. This distinction raises a number of important points. First, because this is about the lives of Americans rather than allies like Japan and South Korea, it's a new ballgame. Our position has constantly been that our military forces alone are responsible for guaranteeing the collective security of the American people. Pyongyang now directly threatens us with hydrogen bombs, so if President Trump punts North Korea's direct threat to attack U.S. cities to the UN, it will show serious weakness to both our allies and our enemies. He said the right words to the UN last week, but this situation requires action, too. So we have a new challenge. The second implication of North Korea's test of their hydrogen bomb is that our security guarantees, which form the basis of our global power and our alliances, could be completely discredited. Former Ambassador to the UN John Bolton was asked by Fox News about the possible repercussions of U.S. military assault against North Korea for the security of South Korea. Bolton responded with brutal honesty when he said, quoting Reagan, "What are we risking, though, if we say we're going to go in with strategic military strength? Are we going to end up with so many people's lives gone in South Korea, in Seoul, because we make that move?" Or let me ask you this, how do you feel about dead Americans? In other words, Bolton said that the U.S. now faces the painful choice between imperiling its own citizens and imperiling the citizens of an allied nation. And things are only going to get worse. Bolton warned that if North Korea's thermonuclear threat is left unaddressed, U.S. options will only become harder and more limited in future years. And there's a third lesson. If you appease an enemy on behalf of an ally, then you aren't an ally, and eventually your alliance becomes empty of all meaning. For 25 years, three successive U.S. administrations have ignored North Korea's nuclear program, largely out of concern for South Korea. Presidents Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama all sought to appease North Korea's aggressive nuclear adventurism because they didn't believe they had a credible military option to deal with it. In the 1980s, North Korea developed and deployed a conventional arsenal of bombs and artillery along the demilitarized zone capable of vaporizing Seoul. Any U.S. military strike against North Korea's nuclear installation, it was and continues to be argued, would cause the destruction of Seoul and the murder of millions of South Koreans. So U.S. efforts to appease Pyongyang on behalf of Seoul emptied the U.S.-South Korean alliance of meaning. The U.S. can only protect its allies and so assert its great power status in the Pacific and worldwide if it prevents its allies from being held hostage by the enemies. Duh. And now America itself is threatened by the criminal regime it never effectively confronted. Regardless of the means President Trump decides to use to respond to North Korea's threats to America's national security, given the nature of the situation, it is clear that the balance of forces on the ground cannot and will not remain as they have been. If the U.S. strikes North Korea in a credible manner and successfully diminishes its capability to physically threaten the U.S., America will have taken the first step towards rebuilding its alliances in Asia and probably in the world. On the other hand, if the current round of hostilities doesn't produce a significant reduction of North Korea's offensive capabilities, then we will be hard-pressed to maintain our posture as a Pacific power. Remember that North Korea followed up its thermonuclear bomb test with a series of threats to destroy the U.S. If we do not directly defeat North Korea in a clear-cut way and soon, our position as a superpower in Asia and worldwide will be gone, and our ability to defend our own citizens will be challenged with increasing frequency and lethality. Next week, I'll discuss how and why we must deal with China and the rest of the world as we deal with a nuclear North Korea. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. A monument for Gold Star mothers was erected this past week. Co-host Skip Coriel will do an interview to learn about it. This is a really good example for communities everywhere.
Thank you, Colonel. Calvin Murphy is here to give us the details. Calvin, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom.
Thanks for having me on, Skip.
Well, Calvin, this is just a great example for communities everywhere. Can you go ahead and just give us the background? Tell us more about what's happening up there.
I belong to a group called Blue to Gold Starred Mothers. And it's mothers across northern Michigan and Blue Star mothers that have sons and daughters serving actively right now. Anyway, through the group, we raise funds over the winter months We had to raise $60,000 to have this bronze statue built down in Prescott, Arizona. And we raised the funds, and last week the statue was shipped from Prescott to Muskegon, Michigan. Yesterday, the statue was escorted from Muskegon to Ludington, Michigan, and we staged in Ludington. We had a procession close to a mile long to escort the statue from Ludington right to Veterans Park in Traverse City, Michigan. This was the first statue, and this model of a statue of a mother sitting in a chair that had just been presented a flag folded triangularly, and her hand is up to her face clutching the flag, and it's a lot of emotion. But the response up here was just amazing to escort that. The Coast Guard Air Station supplied the helicopter, and from the air, they escorted us across town to the Veterans Park. And then Sunday, which is National Gold Star Mothers Families Recognition Day, we're going to unveil it at 2 p.m. The ceremony starts, then the unveiling, and then it's meet and greet with the families. But I can't explain how emotional it was. And I am a combat vet of Vietnam, and I've told a lot of people it's an honor to work with these families for me. But on the other hand, I look at it as my duty to my fallen brothers and sisters who didn't make it home. And we got their backs in looking out for their families.
Calvin, that's just an awesome story. Thank you so much for all that you do for the Gold Star Mothers and for military veterans everywhere. Frontlines of Freedom salutes you, Calvin. Thank you very much for being on the show, and we will have you back again.
And thank you, Skip. Semper Fi, hua.
Now back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Skip. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk about becoming a Navy SEAL with Patrick Beischer. Then Marine vet Mark Yana will discuss taking responsibility for your own life. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back, troops. It's time for some sit-ups. 50 of them will do. Then stand at ease. In accordance with the U.S. flag code, all Spartan Nash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day in 2015.
It's part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families.
To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Puerto Rico has tremendous problems with floods and with damage and collapse. And I mean, we're still looking for people.
President Trump today, as he said he'll be visiting Puerto Rico next week, the president praising FEMA for their efforts in helping the devastated island.
The FEMA folks have worked so hard. You know, we thought after Texas they could take a little bit of a rest. FEMA, what they have done is incredible.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is frustrated with the Senate after yet another health care failure. Ryan was pressed about the future of Senate Republicans passing a bill to replace Obamacare. He noted the House narrowly passed a repeal and replace bill in May and again argued that Obamacare is collapsing. Republican leadership in the Senate is scrambling, trying to find a way to get one of the no votes to reverse their decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Good news, everyone. Futurama is back in an all-new episode that's available for audio download or listening today. And it's free. The new episode, created by the original Futurama team, came to life after they were reunited to create new content for Jam City's mobile game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. Executive producer David X. Cohen says the cast had a great time creating both the video game and the 42-minute long podcast episode.
It's weird, you know, several years go by and you don't make an episode of Futurama and you get a little nervous, like, can we still do this? And then everybody just kind of locks into work mode again, and it feels like old times. We have the whole original crew back together for this. We have all original writers from the show. We have the original animators and the entire cast of the show.
Fans of the show will find the podcast on sites including Nerdist.com and YouTube. The Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. The team of the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact really helps our troops who suffer from traumatic brain injury. They also help professional athletes and first responders. These are great people. Learn more at eisenhowercenter.com. Now it's time to meet a gent who helps people who want to become Navy SEALs. And Patrick Beischer is an author, too. So, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Patrick.
Thank you for having me, Danny.
Patrick, you spent your time in the Navy as a SEAL, I think. I know you were a SEAL for a while. Tell us about your time in the Navy. Did you start as a SEAL? How did that go?
Right. Well, back in the day, you'd go into boot camp, and then you would try to get a contract while you were there. And that just meant by doing the PST, which is just a physical test that you do. You swim, combat side stroke, 500 yards in the water, and then you get out. You do 2 minutes of push-ups, 2 minutes of sit-ups, and then pull-ups for as many as you can do, and then you do a mile-and-a-half run. And so once you do that, you can become contracted. And I did well enough that I obtained that contract there, and I shipped out from boot camp after I graduated there in Chicago. I went out to San Diego where we do the training out there in Coronado.
Okay, so your goal when you joined the Navy was you wanted to be a SEAL, is that right?
Right, right. That's the only thing I ever wanted to do in the Navy. Not that anything else in the Navy is a bad job, but
that was your vision. Yeah.
Right, the tip of the spear, so to speak. That's where I wanted to be at.
Hey. That makes sense. And you obviously had prepared yourself because what you described doesn't sound horrible until you realize you're doing them all at once.
Right. Right. You know? Yeah. I developed a good warrior mindset as opposed to a victim's mentality. And going through that training, you learn that you can't eat an elephant in one bite. You have to take it, you know, one bite at a time, and you have to really focus on getting that small percentage better and focus on the next target or the next step. If it's really bad, then you just have to focus that one foot in front of the other type of mindset for you to get through that process.
That's probably a mighty good rule for success in anything in life, isn't it?
It is, I think, because they break it down to you. And even though you're going through a lot there and your training is extremely hard, it's the worst training that I've been through in my life to train in that pipeline. But, you know, you're in a lot of pain. And when you're in pain, you can see whether it will make you do what you don't want to do, like quit, or like I like to live by having pain. It lets you know that you're still alive. It lets you know that you have a heart and a soul, And it's unknown to many, but pain is actually the source of growth, disguised as something we fear more than anything. You know, pain, whether caused by others, like the instructor staff that I was with, or self-inflicted by myself to push harder and to keep going, it should tell you to move past it, move forward, keep going, and, you know, no pain, no gain.
You know, in some ways that's trite, but it's awfully true. It's awfully true. Hey, Patrick, you served as a SEAL. How long after you got fully qualified, how long did you serve as a SEAL?
I served a few years, actually. I was injured in a parachute accident, and so I had to rehab, and I found myself at the pinnacle. I finally got pinned and got a trident put on my chest, which you get when you're a SEAL, and I was still a brand new guy. I didn't know anything and was a nobody to everybody around me, but to everyone else, you know, I was accomplished, but to my peers, I was still hungry and still trying to get out there. And so what happened to me is I had a full hip replacement because of the injury I had. So from there, I had to rehab back into. So I was at one SEAL team, and then I ended up being at another SEAL team after I got through that. So I wasn't in for very long, but what I did as much as I could with what I had.
Bingo.
So, yeah.
That's the secret to life, because you don't always get to choose what you have. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing becoming a Navy SEAL with former SEAL Patrick Beischer. Okay, Patrick, right now you have a job of helping people who want to become SEALs by helping them get mentally and physically ready. How do you do that? How do people get your assistance? What do you do? Take it from the top.
Well, so I am a SEAL mentor, so to speak, and I'm in charge of the program that gets people from point A to point B, and that's from the very beginning of the process before they go to boot camp. I physically train them, prep them in the water with water skills training, and get them in the correct shape and go through the right process of how to make a person better physically. And with my time that I have with them, I'm able to prep them mentally, go through some mental challenges, and give them tools to have in their mental belt, so to speak, that they can draw on in times of uncertainty or whether they're struggling physically. I really try to get inside their heads and let them know that they really have to set their goals differently. They have to have a different mindset going at this, because I tell people all the time, this job is hardly for anyone, and not very many people make it through. About 90% end up quitting. So I try to give them what I had going through training. And it's just helping them every day. It's a day-to-day grind. It's a mentality. It's not something like, oh, I'm going to go get this job. It's more like a daily habit of self-discipline and 100% commitment.
Well, I teach college, and if one of the young kids in my class said, hey, I want to be a Navy SEAL, I wouldn't tell them to call Pat Beischer and get started with him. How does that person get in the system so they can plug into you?
Right. Well, if they do want to get in, then all they have to do is go into any Navy recruiting office and request to get into the Navy. They would apply, get into the delayed entry program, and from there they will go to the events that I'm at and that I hold, and I'll take them from there. Whether they're trying to be a Navy SEAL, a Navy SWCC, EOD, diver, or air rescue, I will walk them through that process and help them get to where they want to go.
So the Navy recruiter knows how to plug them into you.
Correct.
And while you live in Michigan, there are people like you all over the country, right?
Yes, there are people all over the country that will help each person get to their prospective jobs.
Okay. So, therefore, the Navy recruiter is the source. How do I get plugged into you? I go to the Navy recruiter, go through the drill, meet all the requirements there.
Right.
And then
sign up, get into the Navy. That's the first step, you know, and pick a job, whatever that may be, and then you know, asked to get into the NSW Warrior Challenge program.
Okay. And when that happens, then you have events which I may go to or don't have to. And if I do, we'll start developing a relationship and you'll start basically pushing me hard to push myself harder. Is that fair?
Right. And I'll teach you what you need to do to get there. And then once I feel like you're ready, then we'll go ahead and have you get a contract. But you do have to meet certain requirements to get in. It's not just you show up and you work out and then you're magically a SEAL. That's by no means. It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a lot of commitment. So the one thing that I would tell people is if they're thinking about doing it or they think they have what it takes, then that's not enough. You will have to be called. It has to be something that's inside of you that says, this is what I'm going to do. This is, you know, who I am. And nothing will stop me from obtaining this goal. If it's something that you're trying out, you're not going to make it.
I hear you loud and clear. And there's more to discuss about becoming a SEAL, and Patrick's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. It's still warm out, troops, so go out in your lawn and do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then do 20 more sit-ups and take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with former Navy SEAL Patrick Beischer about becoming a SEAL. Okay, Patrick, if I were a youngster who fell into the category that we just got through talking about in the last segment, I want to be a SEAL, I've gone to the recruiter, I've signed up for the delayed entry program, and I've got the vision, I'm going to do this, and I show up at one of your events, what kinds of things specifically are you going to have me do?
Everything. There's the answer. Plain and simple. I want to get you in the water. I'm going to test your water skills and capabilities, and then I'm going to test your comfortability in the water as well. All I'm looking for is someone who is comfortable and someone who is teachable and someone who will work hard. I can take a person who doesn't know how to swim and with enough time, which I have, can develop those skills that you need as a baseline to get to the next phase of training. That's not a problem. I can take someone who can't swim a lap in the pool and then eventually have them swim 500 yards in the combat side stroke in under 9 minutes, just pretty quick. And then I will do core workouts, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, all of the standard workouts that people know, and incorporate that into a good amount of training every time that you show up and kind of form your body into what it should be, along with running, get you up to about 25 miles a week, but not too fast because I don't want to break you. And then we'll go through mental preparation. I usually talk about the four pillars of mental toughness, which is widely known, I guess, through our community and through other communities, and just touch on things that you need to focus on, having the right mentality and the right focus. And I also give my testimony there to the kids so that they know where I came from and so that they don't make the same mistakes that I made.
About how often would I see you if I were one of those kids?
It depends on how often you show up.
Well, how often could I show up? Every day?
You can show up every day. You put a lot of gas mileage in. Put a lot of mileage in your cars. But I stay local to each area that I travel to. You know, I try to get there at least once a week so that we can maintain a good relationship and so that I know that you're doing what you need to do.
So on the average, the normal guy is going to see you once a week?
Correct.
But if I only work out once a week, I ain't going to make it, am I?
No, if you work out once a week, then you need to go pick a different job.
Right.
This is not for you.
Well, I know that if I say I'm going to do something and I want to do it, the fact that I have established an accountability partner who's going to hold me accountable absolutely guarantees I'm going to do it. If I don't have an accountability partner, occasionally I won't do it because I'll get busy or something else will get my attention. So if nothing else, you're an accountability partner, right?
Right. Yeah. And the official title is a mentor.
Okay.
And that's what it is. So I really do my best to fulfill that role with where I'm at right now.
So therefore, people just don't walk in off the street and say, hey, I want to be a SEAL, sign me up and go take the test after or during basic training. There's a lot to it. And thank God, because we need people that can be good SEALs, and you got to start somewhere.
We do. We need more warriors out there. And it's not just SEAL. It's SWCC, EOD, diver, all those guys that are out there. I mean, we need those guys because the easy times that we've had, it's created pretty soft men. And so I have my hands full some of the days.
Believe me, brother, I believe that. This is Colonel Danny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. We've been discussing becoming a Navy SEAL with Patrick Beischer. Patrick, you, before I let you go, you've also written a book called No Surrender, and it's not a novel. It's a how to be a winner book. Is that a fair summary?
Yes. You said No Surrender, and the undertitle of that is Faith, Family, and Finding Your Way. So for me, I just walk through from being a boy to being a man and then being an adult, which there's quite a bit of difference there.
Amen, bro.
I talk about what the struggles I went through from being in leg braces and crutches for years of my life and how I was disabled and had the victim's mentality and how I overcame that and what I thought I did correct and the struggles that I went through and just how to overcome the adversity that's in your life. So for me, it's a how-to book, but it's a how to not surrender and how to find God in the process.
Well, that's hyper important right there. So you're the goal of the book then is safe to say that it's helping you become a whole man.
Right. Just to get you on your path to at least make you 1% better every day and ultimately not surrender to what people say that you can or can't do and live life to the fullest and also surrender to God the Father and to His will, because that's what I suffered from most. Once I did that, the doors opened up and I really became who I was meant to be.
Boy, do I understand that and agree with it. Patrick, the book is No Surrender. How can people get it? Amazon?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere that sells books.
No Surrender. It's worth reading, folks. Trust me, it is. Patrick, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. Back when you're on active duty. But thank you for what you're doing now. Thank you for what you're doing for our citizens, even the ones that don't become SEALs. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me, Denny. It's been a pleasure.
Well, now it's time for our Stand Tall Troop Report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor this fine troop. Well, a Marine veteran who left the service as a staff sergeant had his Silver Star Award upgraded to the very prestigious Navy Cross in a ceremony presided over by a two-star general. Eric Smith, a native of Waxahachie, Texas, was presented by Major General Paul Kennedy, head of the Marine Corps Recruiting Command, with the nation's second highest valor award in recognition of his heroic actions while serving in Ramadi, Iraq in 2004. The medal was upgraded to the Navy Cross as a part of an awards review initiated by the Pentagon in early 2011 to ensure that troops serving in wars after September 11, 2001 were properly recognized for their heroism. Smith's Navy Cross is the 40th presented to a Marine since the September 11th attacks, officials said. It was April 6, 2004, and after a relatively peaceful period, the streets of Ramadi erupted into flames as insurgents waged what would be an intense three-day war on the American troops, he said. As units were pinned down around the city, a quick reaction forces were dispatched to provide reinforcement and a way out. Smith was called upon to go out with a makeshift QRF reaction force when other assets were exhausted. He was teamed with a lieutenant and a staff sergeant who raced into Ramadi to save another squad when they themselves were ambushed. Quote, the lieutenant was killed and the staff sergeant was killed, and somebody had to step up and lead those Marines to safety, Kennedy said. 12 Marines were killed that day, and 33 Marines and a Navy corpsman would die over the course of a deployment to Ramadi. According to the citation, under heavy machine gun fire and rocket-propelled grenade fire, Corporal Smith assumed command of the platoon and led them 50 meters across open ground to covered positions. He then ran back across the fire-swept field to evacuate his platoon commander and his weapons. For Smith, the day was not done. He then used the machine guns and his platoon 7-ton truck to lead a counterattack against the local insurgent forces, accomplishing the original mission of rescuing the isolated squad. Then he worked with an Army Bradley fighting vehicle platoon to evacuate the casualties and work out a plan for all units to return to safety. Quote, by his bold leadership, wise judgment, and loyal dedication to duty, Corporal Smith reflected great credit upon himself and upheld the highest traditions of the Marine Corps and the United States Naval Service, the citation reads. Smith is now a paramedic with the Irving, Texas Fire Department and a member of the Texas Task Force 2 Urban Search and Rescue Team. So, stand tall, Marine Eric Smith, Frontlines of Freedom, and all of our nation's patriots, salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with another former Marine, Mark Yano, a man of determination and a real entrepreneur. Next, Tom Jones will discuss his program for helping disabled folks, Going Hunting. Then we'll discuss Service Academy football. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, go outside and run some wind sprints. Then, grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Puerto Rico has tremendous problems with floods and with damage and collapse. And we're still looking for people.
President Trump today, as he said, he'll be visiting Puerto Rico next week. The president praising FEMA for their efforts in helping the devastated island.
The FEMA folks have worked so hard. You know, we thought after Texas they could take a little bit of a rest. FEMA, what they have done is incredible.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is frustrated with the Senate after yet another health care failure. Ryan was pressed about the future of Senate Republicans passing a bill to replace Obamacare. He noted the House narrowly passed a repeal and replace bill in May and again argued that Obamacare is collapsing. Republican leadership in the Senate is scrambling, trying to find a way to get one of the no votes to reverse their decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.67%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
The commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet is going to be retiring. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Admiral Scott Swift released a statement saying he's retiring with great appreciation and gratitude for the honor of having served so many sailors and their families. Swift's retirement comes after learning there's no possibility of being promoted from his current role. He was in charge of the fleet when two different ships were involved in crashes that claimed the lives of 17 sailors. Swift hasn't determined when exactly